seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. I saw them have a little money, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them then things go the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead yet. But a small price to be paid. They think they're hurt feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. But when them think them thing go the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. When them think them thing goes another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, August the 25th, 2013. So now the African Hebrew Israelite nation, following after the dictates of Africa and Africa teaching, you see, you have the weekly tithe, maybe the monthly tithe, the yearly tithe. But every third year, there was an increase, an extra tithe that was paid to the Levites, the temple, the synagogue, one might say. And after two of those three-year tithes, you had the seventh year. You see, tithe and Sabbath. You see, you have a seven-day Sabbath, and you have a seven-year Sabbath. And you have a seven-time seven-year Sabbaths, which brings us to 49 years and 50-year Jubilee. But let's stick with this double tithe. 3 years after the third year, extra tithe. And then the second, third year, an extra tithe. And you let the land rest, and then you celebrate the Sabbath. Now, what is all this about, sisters and brothers? Well, when you let the land rest, you're dealing with ecology. You're dealing with science of agriculture, sisters and brothers. The African Hebrew Israelite nation, African scientists, understood the science of agriculture, the science of crops, the science of ecology, that you don't just plant forever, you let the land rest. Sabbath, and we'll get to that word Sabbath, has to do with cessation. So you cease working the land for a year, and then the land will produce more when you start again. That is surrounding the double three-year tithe. Now, it says, when thou hast made an end of tithing. We want to know, what is this tithe all about? Why is, another scripture talks about the food in the storehouse of God. God don't eat, as we would say God, like we preach God. You are the gods and the goddesses here and now on this earth. You eat. The Most High, Yahweh Yahuwah, as we teach Yahweh Yahuwah, doesn't eat as we would eat, as we would teach eating. So what is the food for? Who is the food for? Who is the tithe 4, it says, when thou hast made an end of tithing of the tithes of thine increase, 8:3:9:3, it says increase is tevuah. It means produce, product, revenue, yield, crops of the earth usually, income, revenue. It even means wisdom and product of lips. So we're not just talking about food and grain and crops out of the earth, but we're talking about wisdom out of your mind, wisdom out of your spirit and your soul, and the product of your lips and my lips. Which is why we must be careful. This is all science now. The science of what comes out of your mouth and my mouth. Is it negative? Bob Marley saying, Rastaman vibration is positive, not negative, positive. We must speak positivity, not negativity. So the increase of our lips, we bring it to the Most High. The increase of the gain of wisdom and knowledge and understanding, all of this has to do with tithing, not just tithe of your money, not just tithe of your income, not just tithe of your crops and whatnot, but also tithe of your knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and tithe of your mouth and my mouth and our spirit, our soul. So after tithing the tithe of our increase, the third year, which is the year of tithing, the word year, 8141, Shane, a year, division of time, measure of time, as indication of age, a lifetime, or years of life. You see, all of this is African science. We are they whom began to clock years and time by using the sun, moon, stars, and the planets, having various cycles of time, a 365-day year of time, a 26,000 years of time, various measures of time, depending on whether we are using solar science, lunar science, or astral science. So, when thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase, the third year, which is the year of tithing, and hast given unto the Levite. 5:4:1:4, given, Nathan, to give, bestow, grant, permit, ascribe, employ, devote, consecrate, dedicate, pay wages, sell, exchange. So they're giving to the Levites. Now, your churches today, the pastors receive the tithe, but is the pastor doing right by the tithe? Is the pastor keeping the tithe for him or herself and using the tithe only to run the church insofar as running the lights and the electricity and so on? Or is that pastor doing what we are about to get to in this scripture? Nathan, giving, setting, bestowing, granting. They are giving the tithe to the Levites. And the Levite, 3:8:8:1, Levi'i, to joined to. What is the Levite joining the people to through the collecting of the tithes? What attitude, what work are the people Levi'ing to, joining to? They didn't just give the tithe to the Levite sisters and brothers. Go into all the messages that you have heard about tithe. The messages that you have heard about tithe only says that the tithe went to the Levite. It does not say what we are about to see and discover. Not only did the tithe go to the Levite, the tithe also went to the stranger. 1:6:1:6, the word for stranger, geyer, masculine noun. So we're looking at the sacred masculine here. It means sojourner, a temporary inhabitant, a newcomer lacking inherited rights, foreigners in Israel, though conceded rights. So we're talking about sisters and brothers who are made immigrants, who are made travelers, who are made sojourners, who are temporary inhabitants in your nation. You are the African Hebrew Israelite nation, and you are giving the tithe not just to the Levites, but giving the tithe to strangers, those who are newcomers and those who lack inherited rights. Why? Because they have been displaced, driven from their land, their nation, and their territories. The African Hebrew Israelite nation were purposed, dedicated, consecrated, set aside for the purpose of standing for all of the oppressed masses of the people in that region. They who were suffering under the oppressor, suffering under oppression, they whose land and inheritance was taken from them, pushed off of their land, made travelers, made strangers, made sojourners. This word stranger is not the same word stranger that we saw a couple of lessons ago. That word stranger had to do with a civilization, a people that were lifeless. Matter of fact, those strangers have caused this stranger. The word stranger, I forget how to pronounce it in the Hebrew, but it meant a civilization, a people that were full of death. Because it meant lifeless. It had to do with sparkle and a star. So what you're looking at is a civilization that, yes, is based on science. You can't have any civilization unless that civilization is based on science. Solar, lunar, astral science. But is that civilization based on the science of Yahweh, existence, existing, living life for all? Is it based on love and peace and justice and righteousness? So when it said a couple of lessons ago that the African Hebrew Israelite nation should not marry onto the stranger, it's not this word stranger, sojourner. It's the other word stranger, which means lifeless. Don't marry into that which is lifeless. Don't give your energies to a civilization, to a people that is lifeless. Don't join on to the wicked ruling class and ruling families because they are devoid of life. This reminds me, the integration, separation question between the integrationalists And like Dr. King, Roy Wilkins, A. Philip Randolph. See, we deal with philosophy here, sisters and brothers. We present philosophy that we may go into philosophy and various viewpoints, that we may take the best of the viewpoints and become what we must become. Now, the Nation of Islam taught separation, but why? The Nation of Islam said, we cannot teach. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Malcolm X, Louis Farrakhan have taught and are teaching that you can't integrate into a society that is doomed to be destroyed. You can't integrate into a society that is devoid of life, and being devoid of life, scientifically, it cannot stand. This system of America, the United States of North America, this system of Babylon, this system of Europe, this system cannot stand because it is devoid of life. It is full of death, hell, and destruction. It has a science, but that science is not a full and complete science. We know in Islam, the sun, the moon, the star, the planets in the flag of the Nation of Islam, the red is the sun, and you see the star, and you see the crescent moon, because we base our science on the fullness of the universe. full and complete life. Whereas this system of America, this system of Europe, this system of the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers is lifeless. So we don't marry on to that stranger. And so Dr. King, after talking to Elijah Muhammad and agreeing with much of what Elijah Muhammad taught about this no good rotten system, he, Dr. King, was sitting among his disciples, and among them Harry Belafonte. Harry Belafonte, noticing that Dr. King was in a sad, melancholy mood, inquired of Dr. King as to why he was in such mood after, I believe, the march was after, what was the event? A great victory was had. And Dr. King should have been rejoiceful, but he was sad, melancholy. So Dr. King responded to Harry Belafonte. He said, "I believe that I'm making a mistake in words. Having my people," Dr. King talking, "integrate into a house on fire." You see, there was a dilemma there. Integration into a system that is being destroyed from without and within, because the system is devoid of life and adverse to life and against the science of Yahweh, Yahuwah, and is burning and being destroyed. So Harry was terrified and said, "Well, what should we do, Martin, Dr. King, sir?" Dr. King said, "Be the fireman. Put the fire out." Louis Farrakhan has said, "No, don't be the fireman. Be the Holy Ghost fire that burns this system totally and completely, so that on the other end, life in its complete reality may come forth." So this stranger here in this scripture is the traveler, the immigrant. Look at the plight of the immigrants in Central and South America, Mexico, the Caribbean, Africa, Asia, the Philippines, all over. Sisters and brothers are being pushed out because they have lost their inheritance, lost their land, lost their wealth, lost their resources. Look at the Congo. Look at Rwanda. Look at Uganda. Look at what we talked about there and the Congo, and how millions have died, and those that remain have lost their inheritance, lost their land, are travelers and sojourners. And so the tithe is for the immigrant. The tithe is for the oppressed. The tithe is for they who have been disenfranchised, locked out of the system. Is your church using your tithe? I'm not talking about anything but the tithe. And if your church is not using the tithe for the stranger, it says the fatherless here. 3490. This is also where the tithe went. Fatherless, the orphans, yatom. 3490. Why are there fatherless? Why are there orphans? Warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction. A system that is destructive of the human family. A system that is destructive of the poor, working class, masses of the people. This has caused there to be fatherless. This has caused there to be orphans. So the tithe is for they who have been made fatherless. Their fathers have died in wars. Their fathers have died in poverty. And the mothers are left behind to take care of the children with no father, no man. This is what the tithe is for. This is what the African Hebrew Israelite nation was created for. This is what we are to do. We are to become Israel, become Jerusalem, become Nehemiah, become the Levites, and join on with one another and use not just the tithe of money, not just the tithe of income, but use our wisdom, knowledge, understanding, use the words out of our mouth to help the immigrant, the stranger, the fatherless. It says, and the widow, 490, almana. This is how you pronounce it in the African Hebrew language. A widow who, what is, and one of the synonyms is desolate house. And desolation means destruction. And the root of this word widow is alman, 488 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means forsaken. A widow is forsaken. Forsaken as a widow in the sense of bereavement. Why is she bereaved? And the root to that is to bind, to be dumb and be bound and binding. So speechless, in a bind, bound. Why? Because your husband is killed and destroyed because of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, poverty. And you're left alone to raise and rear children by yourself. So you're forsaken. You're a widow. You're forsaken. You're in bereavement. Now the children have no man in the house. And maybe the children are running crazy, running amok, no structure. And the system soliciting your children into the drug economy and into criminal economy. And so the widow, she without a husband, now her children being destroyed, she's forsaken. She's bereavement. She's saddened. And so the African Hebrew Israelite nation were to use the tithe and use the monies and use their income and use their crops and their produce and use their wisdom and use the words out of their mouth and their actions to alleviate this condition, to help the Levites, but not just help the Levites, help the Levites, help the stranger, the oppressed, the masses, the traveler, the immigrant, the sojourner, those who have been disenfranchised, those who are fatherless, the children, the babies who are now out there and suffering because of a system that is destructive, warfare, bloodshed, the widows, those who have lost their husbands, lost their man, lost the men, that for what purpose, sisters and brothers? That they may eat, that they may eat. Akal, 398, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, to eat, to devour, to feed, to burn up, to eat, to devour of beasts and birds, to consume as of by fire, to devour, slay with a sword, to devour, consume, destroy, inanimate objects, pestilence and drought, to devour of oppression, to be eaten by men, to be devoured, consumed of fire, to be wasted or destroyed of flesh. So look, the condition of oppression causes there to be destruction and there to be waste of flesh. You're wasted. Your flesh is withered and destroyed. So now you eat to alleviate that condition. The African Hebrew Israelite nation are providing food and sustenance for the new citizens that have joined on to the Israelite nation, that they may subsist until they are able to join Israel and free up more oppressed masses of the people. And so, to eat and be devoured of oppression. See, that's the condition that we're fighting. The sisters and brothers today all over the earth are being devoured because of oppression. So now we come together as Israel, come together as Jerusalem, come together as Levites, come together as Nehemiah, and we destroy the power of the oppressor, destroy oppression so that the sisters and the brothers may eat. And it says to devour, slay of sword. So the system, slaying and destroying by gun, by bombs, by tanks. Consume, it says consume as a fire. All of these are definitions of the word eat. And so fire, nuclear weapons, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, the nuclear weapons that come from uranium. And where does uranium come from? Congo. And so you see all of that action in the Congo is to keep the weapons manufacturers full and fat with uranium so that they may kill and destroy. You've heard of the depleted uranium in left in Iraq, left in Afghanistan, left in various places of warfare and bloodshed. So that means consume. That means eat as well. But we alleviate that condition. We cease the warfare, the bloodshed. We cease the killing by guns and tanks and swords so that the sisters and the brothers may eat and have strength and feed. They're not just feeding on food. They're not just feeding on monies and income, but they're also feeding on wisdom and feeding on the words out of our mouths. Louis Farrakhan has been preaching for 55 years, I believe, and look how many have fed on his words of knowledge and wisdom, that they may eat within thy gates. 8179, Shahar, gate, gate of entrance, gate of space, city and town, royal castle, temple, court of tabernacle, heaven. So your gates, your town, your city, your church, your cathedral, mosque, synagogue is to be heaven, is to be a place, it says even marketplace and public meeting place. So your marketplace, your businesses, everything about your nation, city, state should be given over to the oppressed masses of the people, that the sisters and brothers who have been pushed out and destroyed and their land has been taken away, their knowledge and wisdom taken away, their inheritance taken away. You and I are to work together to free the masses of the oppressed from oppression and the power of the oppressor, so that we can have heaven here and now on this earth. But you have crazy Republicans like Rush Limbaugh, Lindsey Graham, Senator McCain, and those who are the elites that run the party on behalf of the House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, creating hatred and vitriol for the stranger, for the immigrants, for those who have been disenfranchised and left out. Democrats play like they're for the immigrant, but when you look at it, look at what Clinton did with NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, that destroyed the Mexican sister and brother. So we see that the tithe in money, tithe in income, tithe in wisdom, tithe in words of your mouth, this is for the oppressed. This is for the masses. So I say once again, is your tithe being used for the masses? This is the purpose of Israel. This is our purpose. Let me jump over to Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 31, which sets up the next Sunday school lesson that we'll get to. And if the people of the land, that's not what I want. Is that what I want, sisters and brothers? And if the people of the land bring ware or any victuals on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath or on the holy day, and that we would leave the seventh year and the exaction of every debt. We're closing this portion, but the Sabbath has to do, sisters and brothers, with resting the land and alleviating, eliminating all debt slavery. All debt is wiped clean every 7 years. And after you have seven of those 7 year Sabbaths, you have 49 years and the year 50 Jubilee, which is the return of land to the original owner who have lost land because of disenfranchisement and the system. That's the purpose of Israel. That's our purpose. That's what we must do and understand and know, so that we may do the works of the Most High. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah. Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.